With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. An audit finds that Montana's railroad safety falls short at a time of high oil train traffic that's only expected to increase. The Legislative Audit Division review released yesterday concludes the Public Service Commission is not actively pursuing rail safety and doesn't have enough inspectors to adequately cover the state. The commission is responsible for the supervision of railroads in partnership with the Federal Railroad Administration. The review also found weaknesses in statewide emergency planning and the ability to quickly respond to a hazardous materials spill, particularly in northeastern Montana. However, it concluded the Montana Department of Transportation is adequately managing highway rail crossing safety. Officials from the commission and the Department of Military Affairs responded that they're limited by the budget and state law from following all of the report's recommendations. A judge has granted a request for a death penalty specialist to represent an 18-year-old Wyoming man accused of a double murder on Montana's Crow Indian Reservation. U.S. District Judge Susan Waters yesterday approved the motion to appoint attorney Donald Knight of Littleton, Colorado, after rejecting a previous request. Originally, defendant Jesus Denise Mendoza had three federal public defenders and failed to show why he needed another. Prosecutors are considering pursuing the death penalty against Mendoza for the July 29 killings of Jason and Tana Shane near Pryor. The man from Moreland has pleaded not guilty. Montana students did worse on a national academic test compared to when it was administered in 2013. But the Billings Gazette reports the 8th and 4th graders still did better than the national average in reading and math. Fewer than 10,000 Montana students took the National Assessment of Educational Progress test this year. In math, the 4th grader scores decreased significantly compared to 2013, and 8th grader scores dropped for the second time in a row. In reading, the 8th grader scores dipped slightly compared to 2013, and the 4th grader scores were slightly higher. Montana's Superintendent of Public Instruction, Denise Juno, says 1 year of a decline does not make a trend. She says the test is just one tool for measuring a sample of students, and it's not fully aligned with Common Core standards. The Montana Supreme Court says a Helena student may play football while his legal challenge to being banned by the Montana High School Association is pending. The association previously ruled Capital High School student Tyler Taylor ineligible because he passed a high school equivalency test in May. The association's rules say anyone who receives a high school equivalency diploma is ineligible to play on a sports team. Taylor sued, saying at 17 he didn't meet the age requirement for an equivalency diploma. The Independent Record reports the Supreme Court issued an injunction that temporarily blocks the association's ban until the court hears the case. Taylor may still be unable to play in Capitol's final regular season game because a football player must practice at least 12 times before playing in a game. The resort town of McCall could become the first city in Idaho to adopt a minimum wage. KBOI-TV reports the town will vote Tuesday on a proposal to increase the minimum wage to $8.75 an hour January 1st and $10.25 an hour in 2017. City officials decided to put the issue to voters rather than approve the increases themselves. The Montana Board of Pardons and Parole has sent Governor Steve Bullock a clemency request by Barry Beach, who was convicted of killing a high school classmate in 1979. The Great Falls Tribune reports that the board today forwarded Beach's new request after determining it was substantively similar to an application the board previously denied. Beach attorney Peter Camiel says he's happy the board moved quickly and is looking forward to hearing from the governor. A new law gives the governor the final decision on clemency requests instead of the parole board. Beach was sentenced to 100 years in prison after being convicted of deliberate homicide in the beating death of 17-year-old Kim Knees in Popular. He's steadfastly denied killing Knees, and his cause has been taken up by several current and former Montana politicians. Governor Steve Bullock says the Korean market for Montana coal isn't going away, even though the state's largest coal producer is cutting back on its exports to Asia. Steve Jess reports.
Cloud Peak Energy announced it's reducing Asian shipments just as Bullock and a dozen Montana business leaders are wrapping up a 4-day trade mission to Taiwan and South Korea. Speaking from Seoul, Bullock says Korea will still need coal into the foreseeable future.
All of its oil, all of its other natural resources when it comes to energy production are imported, so that need will certainly continue to exist.
Bullock has come under fire for not including coal industry representatives on the 4-day trade mission. He says Cloud Peak Energy was approached about joining the trade delegation, but the company wasn't able to send anyone. The final day of the trip will include the signing of an agreement that could lead to Montana's universities cooperating in research projects with the Korean Institute of Energy Research. I'm Steve Jess.
I'm Eric Whitney. Thanks for listening.